The leader of Hamas has said he's willing to accept a truce in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid into the region. But when it comes to a ceasefire, Khaled Mashal wants terms that are unlikely to be acceptable to Israel. In the last 2 weeks of fighting, more than 700 Palestinians, 32 Israeli soldiers and 3 Israeli civilians have died. Well, Jonathan Miller is Channel 4's foreign affairs correspondent. He's in Gaza this morning. I spoke to him just a couple of minutes ago and began by asking him what happened overnight.
Well, it was a very heavy night of bombing and shelling, Claire. We understand from the Israeli Defense Forces that they have struck 35 what they call terror targets across Gaza overnight. And this has now led to a really shocking rise in the number of Palestinians killed. Last night, it was standing at 485, and I was saying it was creeping inexorably towards 500. The death toll here in Gaza now, after, I think, 6 days of conflict, 16 days of conflict, is now 715 Palestinians dead and 4,600 injured. As you probably know, the vast majority of those people are civilians, among them a large number of women and children. In fact, yesterday, among the 485 who were dead, more than 140 of those were children. So the impact that's being felt on normal, ordinary civilians here in Gaza is immense. But Israel continues to pound its targets, continues to try to knock out the missile launch sites, the missile storage sites, and destroy the tunnels.
So is the most damage being done now, and what you saw overnight, is that the ground offensive that's doing all of this damage and harm and causing the loss of life?
Oh no, there are many, many ways that the Israelis are doing this. There is the ground offensive. The ground offensive is largely either the destruction of the tunnels and the detonation of those. I don't think that is what is raising the numbers killed. Or they're engaging with Hamas militants and other militant groups like Islamic Jihad and the Palestine Resistance Committees. Those firefights may kill a few militants and indeed Israeli soldiers, as we know. But I think that the real damage done is by the airstrikes and the shelling, both of those together. The naval bombardment has been intense. You really learn the sounds of Gaza. You hear the sharp crack of the naval shells as they're being fired from about a mile or half a mile offshore, and then like a second later you get the thump off the shell landing. There's tank shelling coming in from the east from the ground forces and artillery there, but I think most damaging of all are the F-16 strikes, big missiles which take out whole houses, as well as the drone strikes. Which are smaller rockets in confined spaces, which explode in confined spaces and kill the occupants of a flat, maybe, but don't bring down the whole building. All of these things together are being used in concert by the Israeli military, as I think they really feel the international pressure possibly building, the demands for some sort of truce or ceasefire building, and they want to try to get as much done as they possibly can in the time available.
What's the appetite there on the ground for a truce or ceasefire? Because, as you say, negotiations are continuing many miles away from there in relation to the terms, Jonathan. But do people want that now?
It's a yes and no answer, Claire. I mean, there's nothing that the people of Gaza want more than peace. I can tell you that. But a truce would allow, a humanitarian truce, as they call it, would allow people to go shopping. It means that people can come out of their homes and go to the markets and stock up, because most people are just cowering in terror in their own homes. A ceasefire is a very different thing. And last night, Khaled Mashal, the head of Hamas, who's exiled in the Gulf state of Qatar, he said in a speech that Hamas was prepared to accept a humanitarian truce, but would not. Agree to a ceasefire unless the terms were negotiated first. And Hamas is sticking to its terms, and its terms are primarily A, stop the hostilities, B, lift this absolutely crippling 7-year-long siege of Gaza, which has devastated the local economy, caused 50% of the working population to be out of work, And you know, it's destroyed the whole business environment. It means there are no prospects for young graduates leaving universities. It has been a terrible thing to witness. It's really, really painful for the people living here. And Hamas, and I think I would actually put my hand on my heart and say that I don't think I've met a single ordinary person here, not people linked to Hamas, but ordinary people who say, we cannot have another ceasefire which doesn't sort this out. We need to live in dignity and we need our rights respected. So they are seemingly behind this resistance.
Jonathan Miller there, Channel 4's foreign affairs correspondent, speaking from Gaza a little earlier.